The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries, with the prayer that you may realize our American system, in its original form, was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. Rob Bell's book, Love Wins, is creating quite a stir among church folks all over America. Bell's book does away with hell, indicating it's a message that confuses those who want to know God. But God disagrees with Rob Bell. According to John 3:36, there God says, "He that hath the Son hath everlasting life. He that hath not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him." Bell is just one more person who has bought into the lie that the Bible is not completely true, and therefore we have to help God to reach people by being a little kinder. But God doesn't need Rob Bell nor any of the rest of us to help him look more loving. If you know the true story of redemption in the Bible, there could be no greater expression of the love of God for lost man. Consider it with me. A young woman is startled when an angel sent from God suddenly appears to her. He tells this young virgin, named Mary, not to be afraid, that he has just then come from the presence of Almighty God to tell her wonderful news. She is to have a baby, a boy. And she is to name him Jesus, because he's going to be the hope of the world. His name, which means deliverer, will be forever after whispered on lips all throughout the ages. He will be the one who will deliver us from our rebellion against God. He will restore to us what God intended us to be from the beginning and restore us to that. No one will be able to resist his reasoning ability, and one day every human being will bow before him and acknowledge that he is the rightful ruler of all, including that life that has their name attached to it. And make no mistake about it, Mary was a virgin. This would be a miraculous birth. The second person of the Godhead, Jesus, would contract to the size of her womb and be planted there by the Holy Spirit. He would be born 9 months later, just like all the rest of us. But his birth and life would greatly differ from ours in that he had no earthly father, which would mean he would have the potential of living a sinless life. We desperately needed for him to live a sinless life, because you see, we had received a debt in the Garden of Eden that we couldn't pay. That is, when we took a perfect life God loaned to us to be used for his glory and used it for ourselves, we earned a debt we could never pay, a debt of one perfect life. We couldn't pay it because we no longer had a perfect life that we could offer to God to balance our account with him. When sin entered into us because we refused God the right to enter into us, we stole the life God had loaned us and began to use it for our own selfish purposes. This contaminated that life so that it was no longer perfect. Thus, we could never again be right with God, our Creator, unless a perfect life could be found to pay our debt. None of us could pay it because we had earthly fathers, through which the sin principle was passed to us, making our life imperfect from conception. But because Jesus did not have an earthly father, because God was his father, he had the potential to pay our debt to God. That's exactly what he did. After facing every temptation we do, but never giving in to any of them, he offered up his perfect life at the cross to pay the debt of a perfect life which we owed to God. The Bible says in 1 Peter 3:18, "For Christ has once suffered for sin, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God." Have you acknowledged him as your Lord and Savior? Is he your master at this very moment? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries at www.heritageministriesky.com. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.